See that? That's better than your mom cooking, son. Oh, hey.
I felt the steel coming again. Welcome to another episode of The Formula.
Are you part of what I'm part
of? Trade of places right there. So
this is a whole out-of-body experience.
Alright, so we got a special guest with us today for this one.
She wants to be shy right now. I don't even know why.
We're going to come up with a nickname for her on the spot. She's from Seattle.
Yeah.
She's
a strong Seahawks fan.
Strong Seahawks fan.
Strong.
Okay. Are you, you did ballet?
Nope.
No? Just
none of that.
Kind of, all right, fit. You're in fitness. You teach classes.
Why don't you just ask her and explain herself?
I'm just trying to figure out a name for her first. We gotta.
I can come later. It's all right.
What should we call her?
What should we call her? The tall woman.
Oh yeah.
Stilts.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. Stilts. Yeah. Stilts.
No, that's.
Well, me and Darnell went to go grab her. She came out. She had these shoes on. They had a lift kit on.
Yeah, man.
She was like, I could just wear regular shoes.
She was definitely about 6'2", 6'1".
With yeah,
easy shoes on. Now.
Duncan.
But yeah, I guess we could go by. Nah, that's not a good name.
I like stilts.
You, how you feel about stilts?
The most random one you could have picked.
We could think of something better. We'll think of it later. All right. Well, we got a special guest. I'm Darnell. Back in action.
Black Dynamite with a little bit of something on his chest.
A little more hair on his chest.
Yeah.
And Caesar over there.
Yeah.
He got the old school cut in.
I do. I brought the part back for the people. I keep seeing all these little kids running around with the mohawks and the nappy fro on top. Uh-huh. I'm tired of seeing it. Everybody got the same haircut. There's just no originality anywhere.
I think that was just the group of kids we've seen.
Nah, everywhere.
Nah, I see a bunch of different cuts. It's just like the 80s came back. 80s, really 90s. Yeah.
How would you say the 80s came back?
The parts, the froze, the fades.
I brought the part back. Single-handedly.
Did you see Sly recently?
Nah.
He does the Blade Brown. Remember Blade Brown, Class Act?
Nah.
You remember the Class Act movie? You ever see Class Act? You know, Kid and Play?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Play, uh-huh. His cut. He does a fade. He got a little hair on top, and he got the part.
Yeah.
All right, that's what Sly's doing right now.
Sly different. the feud of proud.
But yeah, we got the Seahawks fan over here.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Random from Seattle. She flew down here.
No, I did not. I drove 3,000 miles.
How many? How much?
3,000 miles.
Ooh, how long did that take you?
Like 4 days.
Wow.
Yeah? You see anything cool?
No, I was hauling. I had to work. I got here on a Saturday night and started work Monday morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, welcome to Pittsburgh.
As soon as you see the sign, Pennsylvania, you hit all those speed bumps right at the jump.
Yeah.
It's just like, well, I hope you brought a durable vehicle.
So what made you come to Pittsburgh?
I was going to start my master's, and instead I started some businesses.
Oh, okay. Cool. I read your profile a little bit on.
Oh, yeah.
Not creeperish at all.
No, I'm
Not creeper at all.
It's up there. It's up there. It's,
yeah, that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. Sorry.
It was a list of people. There's like four different. It wasn't just her.
For everybody.
Did you read your profile too?
I creeped on a bunch of people, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a good looking team. They clean up real good.
It was informative.
You look through all the pictures, huh?
There's only four pictures.
You looked through a lot of pictures?
It was just like, it was a picture of a profile.
There's more than four pictures.
I just remember a picture, and the profile was next to the picture.
Yeah, that is correct.
Like Dynamite with a little bit of creeper.
The thing, she told me to sign up for the classes we need to go online and schedule.
That is true. See, follow directions.
Yeah, that's all I was doing. It wasn't like I was just...
Nobody tell you read no profiles.
It ain't like I Googled her. Like,
we don't know that. We can neither confirm nor deny.
I went to her website and was trying to figure out, time we both can go.
Yeah, which is like impossible.
Yeah, right. And her class was available, so I couldn't. It was a little more to it. It wasn't just...
Hey, still, she want to give him some insight into what type of class we're supposed to be taking with you?
These gentlemen would like to take a ballet bar class with me.
It's going to be dope. It's going to be dope.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm going to stretch out my glutes.
I know, right? I'm going to pull something. That's all I imagine in my head.
No, I'm not very good at my job if you pull something. The point is that you don't pull anything.
Right.
Some pull something.
I just feel like... To do stuff like that, you need to be flexible. I know.
I'm not gonna have you like throwing your leg up on the bar, a tutu or something.
That's all I imagine. It's like
a little flexible door now.
I'm a little flexible, but not ballerina flexible.
You do split?
No, I can't do a split. No.
Can you handstand though?
Slightly, I can't.
It's like the same thing, right?
If you want to break out a handstand class, I will allow it.
Show off a little bit.
Yeah, it's against protocol. Like, so my house, my rules. So
if I start looking bad, just go straight to the handstand. But what's the name of the company you have?
It's called Pure Bar. Yeah.
Yeah, and you have two different locations?
I do.
All right.
She's been beasting for a while now.
Right.
We just keep throwing her the responsibility. We just keep eating it up.
Yeah.
How many classes do you teach a week?
I don't know, 10, something like that, right now.
Okay, cool.
But this wasn't your calling. This wasn't, you know, what you, you know, decided you wanted to do out of high school.
No, this is not anything related to what I thought I'd be doing.
So where'd you want to go?
Here come those stories, huh?
I'm gonna bring it out of you.
Social work. No, actually, I was going FBI.
FBI?
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Huh.
Yep. But ended up in social work.
Ready to run down some criminals.
I mean, I'm small, but if I have a gun, then I'm a little bigger.
Sure, they'll give you a partner to do that part. You just gotta...
Got a gun, some a little bigger.
So the still song, you know?
Yeah.
Alright, so where did you go to school?
I went to Grove City.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're pretty much over here?
I was over here for my undergrad, like hidden away in a little bubble.
Okay. Like, so you already knew some stuff about Pittsburgh before you...
No, I don't know the city very well.
Did you ever do any skydiving?
I did.
Ever in Grove City?
Yeah.
Cool.
How was it?
Great. I loved it. Yeah. If it wasn't so expensive, I'd go. But I thought like go somewhere it was a little more cool to jump over than like cornfields.
Okay. That's probably the safest thing, you know.
I mean, I'm pretty sure if you fall, like, it's
the safest place to skydive at. Like,
it might be able to bridge the fall a little bit.
Nah,
you might be paralyzed, but you'd be still.
I feel like the skydiving over a volcano versus like concrete, just like a pinch difference.
Over a volcano,
yeah.
She's got that.
Now, I'm saying that's how I weigh it out.
No, if you think about a volcano, though, volcanoes are, like, mountainous. So if you hit a volcano, you might... I don't know if that's a word, but... I'm just saying, it's a high elevation. So if you hit a volcano, you might be able to roll down and...
just roll down.
Because you'll hit the, say if you're like at sea level and you hit the ground and you're on a mountain with a volcano, it's a huge difference. It's, you know, it's like a 3,000 feet.
What volcanoes are you talking about?
All volcanoes are mountains and mountains.
Is that, are you sure?
Positive.
Can Google confirm this?
I think so, right? Aren't all volcanoes and mountains?
I feel
like we're unsure, because you're asking. You're not telling.
That's true. I'm trying to think, and the only ones I can imagine.
Imagine? You're making up shit?
What's the big one at Yellowstone National Park? That's in a mountain. The one they say that's going to erupt.
I'm pretty sure it's
all volcanoes are mountains. Is that what you're telling me?
I don't know if all are. I don't.
Just think about cartoons. Remember in cartoons?
You're making stuff up again.
That's what I'm making.
You just go to cartoons. You're not helping your case.
You say, look at cartoons.
And in cartoons, they were always on mountains. But, yeah, I think it's all, yeah, it has to be. Could you imagine a volcano that was on the ground? That'd be kind of weird.
There are ones under the water.
That's boom. That's rich. That's
but boom. Are they still, what are they categorized as? I don't know.
Yeah, is this...
That's all I needed proof for. Boom. In your face.
Okay. But yeah. How many times did you go skydiving?
And just once. I was a college kid. It broke.
Did you go?
I never did.
Would you?
Yeah, me and a friend planned to go. I guess we're just too scared.
You know what happened? They backed out on you.
Nah, we both.
Y'all both backed out?
But yeah, we both kind of backed out.
Come on.
Yeah.
That's Mr. De Niro.
But then I recently seen the statistics of how many people.
More people die within a 5-mile radius of their home in a car than they do skydiving.
Yeah, but if you go by the amount of attempts per year, I think it's like.
Would you read that? The internet?
I heard, I was listening to Joe Rogan's podcast and they looked it up and they were talking about it.
Were they here? The internet?
Yeah. Where you get most statistics nowadays? Man.
You believe everything that's on the internet?
Not everything, but if you fact check, you know, you go to a...
So you believe something that was on a podcast, which they got from the internet?
Yeah, but the thing is, it depends on the site they go to. If it's like a credible site...
How credible are they?
I'm thinking if they use factual information from, like, university studies.
That's pretty factual. I know universities are smart.
Those are people we depend on.
Over there. Jeez.
Those are the people we depend on now. We need them. Because if they're not smart, what chances do we have?
Look, man, I look at it the same way. When they do studies, think of like Family Feud. We surveyed 100 people, and then they come out and they're just like, yeah, that's not on the board. Like, what do you mean? It's like, who did y'all survey? Where did y'all get this information?
The crowd members. That's what the crowd members do.
What you say?
That's what the crowd members do. They do the surveys. Isn't that how it works? I think that's how it works. I'm not sure. I got to stop saying what I'm saying.
That's Darnell for you. Making up more shit.
What else would the crowd be there for?
It's to watch.
They get free tickets. They could at least do... I'm sure they make them do the survey. At least. For the free ticket, you know? All you got to do is fill out the survey, and you can come see Family Feud. In my head, that's how it goes.
Sounds like a marketing scheme.
Marketing scheme? No, it's just a deal. You know, I'm giving you these free tickets. You come do the survey. You come watch Steve Harvey joke about stuff. Deal for a deal.
Darnell, what do you think about that? The kid that brought that clock to class.
That was a real messed up thing. I read this. I came across on the internet. I came across this the best post about it. It was saying how it was pretty much just a pure hate crime because in a case of a bomb, there's a whole bomb evacuation set up, and none of that protocol went through. So if they really thought it was a bomb, they would have evacuated the kids from the building, sent in the bomb squad to look at the clock, and then remove the rest of the kid later or something. I don't know. But there was none of that happened. It was just straight arrest the kid, put the clock in the police car. It wasn't. They didn't send the bomb squad over. So it was that was just pure hatred.
pure hatred?
Yeah, that was just Texas.
So, Texas have been, they have been messing things up lately.
Yeah, Texas is, they still live, they're like 20 years behind everybody else. And moving on from our history, you know. So, they're pretty bad. But what do you think about that, though?
I was having a conversation with one of my buddies, and I believe that the whole scenario is kind of jacked up on how it was handled. It definitely seems very discriminative. It's all about delivery. Like, yes, the kid did make a cluck, but you brought it in like a chrome briefcase.
And I didn't know about the briefcase thing.
Yeah, so it's just like...
That seems kind
of... It seems suspect. And one of the buddies that I work with, we talked about how some of our training involves us looking for IEDs, looking for explosives.
Is this the first time the kid brought in the briefcase, though?
I don't know. But, I mean, maybe he could have transported it a little bit better.
But if he's brought that in a briefcase in before and there's never been a problem, that'll change the situation.
That would. That definitely would. Now, with them interrogating him without his parents...
That's messed up.
I'm just like, who the fuck do y'all think y'all are? Like,
I think putting him in handcuffs is kind of messed up. It's still a kid. It wasn't like he was fighting.
They charged anybody. It like it was a federal offense.
Yeah. I thought that was, man, such a... Man, that kid had to be terrified.
Yeah, it's just like you don't have like just regular police officers. You got FBI, CIA coming in there interrogating you. Mm. Watching them interrogate adults is a little terrifying.
Yeah, man.
So you got a 14-year-old kid and they're just like, so who told you how to do this? Mm. Where'd you get this information from?
Did you hear about the one cop that came in and was like, oh, that's who I thought it was, or something like that?
No, what are you talking about?
When they had the call come in, and then the cop, when he seen a kid, and he was like, oh, that's who I thought it was. How messed up is that?
It's like, I don't understand that man state.
Yeah.
I don't
know, man. It's just weird. Did they have any problems with this kid before? Just to jump to something like that and to arrest them? And, man, teachers, how much do the teachers care about the kids? You know, just like, man, to do something like that, that's traumatizing.
It is. Whenever he was given his little announcement about his involvement in it, he was saying that he's looking at, you know, transferring to another school.
Yeah. That should be immediate.
And then when they were talking to him, he was still suspended.
Oh.
Like, you're suspended from school. From doing your homework.
Was it the clock was a project?
The clock was a project.
Oh, man.
The clock was a project.
Oh, man. Yeah, this story's so messed up. I don't even know what, man, just because of his name and his skin color.
Oh, just definitely.
Terrified the whole world.
If it was a black kid in there, a white kid, an Asian kid, we wouldn't have heard about this story.
It's probably true. If he is just a brown kid with a non-Muslim name.
It's just like, how terrified are you?
What are the chances?
I mean, I think that knowing how many schools now have had, you know, shootings and whatever, I think that they're just probably paranoid. Like, I mean, I agree that was way more fun to play devil's advocate. Like, they don't want a lawsuit or anything on their hands, so they would be willing to go way overboard than risk being caught out for not doing anything if something had happened. So I don't agree with the way that they handle it, but my guess is it was like, I'm not going to have my name, you know, behind being the principal or whoever was in charge that didn't see another one of these coming. Mm. But I'm not saying that it wasn't, you know, racially motivated or anything like that, whether or not they'll ever admit that or see it. But
yeah, it's hard to
know. No one wants to be the one that's like, oh, I missed another one.
It's just the time this happened. It's just hard to say it's not racially motivated. And
oh, yeah.
With, like, ISIS going on and the push for Muslim hate, almost.
Yeah, it's definitely a strong push for Muslim hate. And it's sad because when you take away somebody's religion and the area that they grew up in, you know, beliefs that their family has instilled in them, you're taking away them actually being a human being.
Yeah. And the liberties afforded to you in this country.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. I heard this crazy thing, too. I can't remember what. Young Turks covered this story. Some lady, she had to go through a psych evaluation. I can't remember what the case was. But they forced her to do a Christian prayer in her evaluation. And she was like, I'm not proud. She tried to refuse to do it, and they would have, like, denied her rights to her child if she wouldn't have done this prayer.
Whoa.
Yeah. So it's like, man, the rules are still so foggy, you know? Even though it's supposed to be like a freedom of a separation of church and state.
Oh, but it's like, not.
Yeah. Not. So it's still so hard to.
When you have the government basically telling churches, you know, hey, you're going to have to start giving out condoms.
They start saying that?
That's been a thing for a minute.
Wow.
Yeah, and the churches is pushing back against it. It's just like, why are we forced to hand out condoms?
Yeah, I never heard that.
When we're not, you know, pushing for people to have sex.
But, oh, no, I know why you do that, though. Just because people are going to have sex regardless. So, if they had, yeah, you got
to. But does that mean you have to be forced to hand them out?
I think it's good to hand them out. I think,
we handed out condoms.
We did hand out condoms.
we did this voluntarily.
We handed out female condoms.
Yeah, they had this big thing that you slap on the vagina. For oral sex, it was real weird. It was like Big Giant Eagle Bag. Like,
yeah.
And then it was there's no possible way you can be sitting down and getting intimate in that moment. And you'd be like, I'll be right back.
And then there was, remember the gay condoms?
Oh, yeah. Like, the condoms with advertisements on them. Those scared me. Just buff men touching each other. Looking at you, this is
They were for like a gay pride parade, and they had them saved, and it was like, yeah, it was it was crazy.
I mean, it was cool. It was cool to just actually inform people on, you know, hey, look, you can, you know, get tested. You know, there are different, you know, measures that you can take to prevent yourself from catching an STD or, you know, getting pregnant.
Yeah.
So it was cool to inform people because not everybody has access to the information or feels that they have access to it.
Right. But yeah, I don't think just if you hand out condoms, it's going to push people to have sex. I don't think that will happen.
I think that's,
it's kind of like the thought of, what's this? If you hand out Band-Aids, people ain't going to go around cutting themselves, you know?
Not the same. They might cut themselves.
And there's been a big push for the for needle centers for people to do drugs because
clean needles. Yeah, needle centers.
There's been a push to get more of those because just in the case of like having sex, people are going to do drugs regardless, and it would be safer if they had clean needles.
What's the name of the mayor we got right now? Is it Tom Wolf?
Is Peduto the mayor or the governor?
That's a damn shame. We don't even pay attention. Yeah. One of them. Well, let me just say Wolf. Yeah. He's pushing for they put something in the schools that like stop heroin overdoses.
What is it? Just like a medical center? A little medical
some type of antibiotic or drug or something like that.
That charcoal stuff. That charcoal.
I don't know. I don't do drugs. I don't know nothing about that. But evidently, there's been a huge heroin epidemic that I'm very unaware of. And he's like pushing for it hard.
Yeah, that's cool, man. That's what you need, man. You need anything that can help prevent stuff. Or just make people more aware that there's a safer way to do things, you know. That's always a good thing to have. What's it like in Seattle?
I haven't been here for the last couple of years. I don't know right now.
What was growing up there like? That's a pretty cool city.
Hey, yo, that's the spot I want to live at, cuz.
That's a pretty cool city.
What's it like? What good do you have to say about your city?
How's the air?
This is your chance.
It's, man, it is a beautiful place. I would say that. It's like water and mountains behind it.
Volcanoes?
Yeah, actually. There was a huge, never mind.
Is there a volcano out there?
Yes. I think it's on St. Helens.
Huh. I heard about it.
Yeah, look it up.
It's on the mountain, right?
Big deal.
Kind of a big deal.
Yeah. It's
they did a whole movie about it, right?
No, they're making a movie called Everest right now.
I feel like they did something on Mount St. Helens.
Maybe.
Like years ago.
They probably did.
Yeah, it's just a very interesting community, very artistic. I don't know.
What was going to grade school like?
I was homeschooled.
Oh, yeah. Okay. How was that?
I mean, my mom's a champ, so I liked it.
Yeah, homeschool's not a bad idea.
I mean, it can go very, very badly, but yeah. they kind of did it based on the kid. And if you were going to be home and didn't have class anywhere, then you had to be playing a sport and playing an instrument so that you were out.
Like, still mingling just, with the
yeah, other that kids. Was the rule.
Oh, that's cool.
Ooh. So I found this questionnaire for like people that live in Seattle.
Oh, no.
The very first question. Which of these snow-capped mountains will you find on the south of Seattle?
I don't know. I don't know where the mountain range is right now.
You remember all that?
No, I don't. I have.
Yeah. You said it erupted recently.
Yeah. No, not recently. Like,
I'm pretty sure we probably would have heard about that.
It's pretty sweet.
They had a video of it erupting.
I got it. It doesn't matter.
Right. We'll see you later.
The more you know.
Yeah, that's a terrifying thought. One of those volcanoes erupting. They say it's going to pretty much cover the sun or something.
The volcanic ash?
Yeah, the smog that comes with it or something. It's supposed to block the sun.
It can.
Like a.
That's a car buried in ash.
Wow.
Something.
What year was this? What happened? This is like in the.
I don't know when it erupted. I was actually watching this show. It's called Underground Cities. Yeah. And they were talking about the city of Pompey.
1980.
Oh, wow. That's not even that long ago.
Did you see the movie Pompey?
Did I see Pompey?
It's kind of a terrible movie. So. If you didn't see it, don't see it. Did you see it?
No. I mean, I remember studying it in school, but I didn't see the movie.
What am I thinking of?
Like this whole gladiator thing. These guys trying to get their freedom, and this chick, the dude falls in love with this girl, and she's like, I don't know, like a princess or some garbage.
Spartan type movie.
Yeah, some nonsense. And then a volcano erupts, and
that part's true. Yeah. Only by the movie.
Then. Yeah. And it wipes out the whole city.
Dang. Yeah, that's what they're expecting.
But they build on top of that. Volcano. And then there's still the city.
It's just over the volcano.
Yeah, so you can dig underneath and still find, you know, schools and churches and clinics and all types. Yeah, it's craziness. Turns out there's a lot of places like that that the History Channel can have a freaking series of this shit.
Yeah, wow. All the major volcanoes. Probably all the big volcanoes is probably like that. Anywhere. Anywhere there's a, like, large volcano, I can imagine.
Feel like you're making stuff up again.
Nah, I'm thinking if that could happen there, anywhere there's a big volcano could happen.
That is how islands are made.
So, I don't know, man. That's just a crazy idea that we're just waiting for something like this to happen and it's going to change humanity, pretty much.
Well, the Earth does respond in so many different ways. I feel like volcanoes are like the Earth's pimples.
It's almost like a race to what's going to ruin the world first. Is it going to be a volcano? Is it going to be another ice age? Is it going to be a meteor?
There was just a really big earthquake that happened recently.
Yeah, Earth, it's just like we're waiting for something crazy to happen. And we're just hoping it's not during our lifetime.
I'm not thinking about any of that.
I'm not either, because if it happens, well, obviously, we can't do anything.
That's what they're trying to get us to Mars. Yeah,
that's the escape.
Did you see that Matt Damon's going to be in some new movie with him?
Oh, yeah, getting lost in space. And
yeah, he had like a little greenhouse growing and stuff up there.
Yeah, with some Childish Gambino's in that movie.
I thought I seen him. Yeah. I wish I could rewind right now.
Yeah, so yeah, I guess that's why he's probably hasn't been doing any music. He's been trying to push his acting career.
Maybe because he's just crazy.
Yeah, he's a crazy dude. You know, every time I hear him talk, it's like, oh, why do I like your music?
You know who Childish Gambino is?
Name.
Donald Glover.
What type of music you listen to? We're talking about, nah, just saying, we keep throwing names at you.
I've asked her this question before. You're not going to get a straight answer. She listens to anything.
I don't like, we talked about this. I don't like punk. Like, I can't stand, like, nasally, like, stop whining. I just don't. It makes me so mad. But yeah, I listen to a lot.
Who would be your favorite artist right now?
I don't. That's the thing. That's why I'm the worst at this. Okay. Cause it's like,
right.
Yeah, I don't like that one.
Well, we have Rihanna playing in the background. So if you would like it changed at any point, just let me know.
No, I'm not. She's not whining right now.
So, did you get into anything this week, Dorno?
I've been working a lot this week. I haven't done anything. There's this documentary I want to watch about C.T. Fletcher. You know C.T. Fletcher?
Oh, yeah, the big buff guy?
Yeah.
He's jail big.
Yeah. And he has a crazy story. He had two heart attacks, pretty much.
Damn.
So
they thought his wing nights?
No, he used to eat like, he was a power lifter. So he ate, he said he ate like 4 Big Macs a day.
Why is that part of
4 large fries? Because he just wanted to be a massive dude. Yeah. So and I think he had like 2 shakes every single day for like 2 years or something like that. So and they told him like he would never lift weights again and all this.
That's real crazy ass.
Yeah, he does.
That's what he's like known for. But he makes all these cool videos, motivational videos and stuff.
I think his documentary would be pretty dope.
Yeah, I think so too, man. He got a good story to tell. I mean, flatlined a couple times, you know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You talking about being dead?
I guess he can, man. So
I've never been dead before.
Had his chest ripped open, operated on, so, and he's back to working out again. So. He proved the doctors wrong. They told him they'll never lift weights again. So,
how long is he going to prove the doctors wrong, then?
I don't know. He looks pretty good. He's like 50-something. So,
he's up on the Big Macs.
He obviously, you got to see his before picture. He looks completely different because he was just like a massive dude. He's just a powerlifter. You ever see powerlifters? They're just huge. You know? Now he looks like a healthy guy.
Yeah, their necks just be gone for powerlifting.
Yeah, that's a scary thing, man. Maybe
pulling tour buses.
I just seen this dude squat like 1,000 pounds. A powerlifter.
What's the need to do that?
I don't know.
Why are you doing that?
It's like, man, that's scary.
At what point will you ever have to do that in real life?
I don't know. A car roll over somebody. pick the car up.
Have you done something?
No, I was going to say that Walter Jones was like one of my favorite Seahawks, and he used to push around like SUV in a parking lot just during the off season for training. So there are some cases where it makes sense to push a vehicle around.
I like that.
Yeah, I got that picture signed.
Oh, okay, cool, cool.
Because
cool.
It made me laugh.
So you said that's your favorite, Walter Jones. Did you like who's Ricky Walters?
I mean, he before my time, but
he wasn't before your time.
A little bit when I started watching.
What age did you get into football? What sports did you like?
Football, baseball, hockey, a little bit, not so much. Okay, just a little bit. We don't have hockey back home, so I didn't start watching that until I was here.
Okay. Hockey's pretty big over here.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird, though, because hockey's big in certain areas over here. It's not like all of Pittsburgh.
What do you mean? I love hockey.
But it's the neighborhood I grew up in. Nobody watched hockey.
You don't know that.
I do know that. I do know that. I can remember this kid almost snapping on me because I didn't know the announcer.
What?
The hockey announcer.
What?
Somebody
snapped on you about that? That's the thing to snap about?
Yeah, because he's a legend in Pittsburgh. And I'm like, who's this guy?
The only legendary announcer we know is Martin Cook.
The hockey dude is real. Yeah, if you go into any true hockey fan, don't tell him you don't know this cat. I can't even think of his name now. It's like, I don't want to say Dick something. But, yeah, this kid was just like, come on, man. You ain't from Pittsburgh. It straight came at me hard.
Whoa.
Like, yeah.
That's cut.
Yeah. Because we were at work listening to a game.
This was recent?
Maybe like a year ago or something. Yeah, it was pretty recent. And I was like, who's this guy? He sounds so old school, you know? Because the way that, I guess they still use the same microphone they used to use back in the day.
Yeah.
So it still has that scratch to it.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So it still has like a little scratch to it.
Yeah.
I was like, why does it sound so old school? And they're like, you don't know who this is, you know?
Oh,
yeah, it just snapped on me.
That's kind of devastating.
So, yeah. So, it is important. If you're going to be a fan of Pittsburgh sports, you got to know all of them. So, I do need to touch up on my hockey a little more. But, yeah, I watch a game here and there. I'm still not that huge of a fan.
Yeah, I don't follow it. Like, I don't follow any sports, you know that. But when I do catch them, I do enjoy a nice hockey game. I like going to the games better. That's like the only game I can say I really enjoy going to.
Okay. Yeah, I've been to a hockey game. One hockey game. But yeah, besides football, baseball, occasionally. It's too many games. Seasons are too long.
Do you ever go to baseball games?
Yeah, I went to. I'm actually going to the last game of the season. October 3rd. Yeah.
October.
So I'll be at that game. There's something. I don't like the bandwagon idea either. So you know when people
bandwagon fans.
I gotta wait till the Bucks start losing again, and then I can become a fan. I can't become a huge fan now.
That's not coming back.
We may.
We've been losing forever.
Yeah,
we have the most losingest team ever.
Yeah, that's one of the most. There's actually a couple teams that have been pretty bad.
For baseball?
Yeah.
It was a worse record than we do.
Was Cleveland's pretty bad too, right?
Yeah, Cleveland's never won anything.
Cleveland.
Like, none of their teams.
Cleveland, Indiana. Yeah, that's not a good city for sports.
Definitely depressing, like.
That's not a good city for anything.
Steve Harvey come from there.
Steve. But he makes sure he never goes back.
Machine Gun Kelly come from there.
He's okay. Drew Carey came out of there.
He did. Cleveland. Yeah. Russia.
Yeah. Whose line is it anyway? Well, that was pretty good.
And he's doing Price is Right.
Yeah, he is. He took over for
Bob Barker.
Yeah. So they said that guy's worth a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
he should be. He does a lot of stuff.
I can't. Oh, I was listening to him on a Wayne Brady talk about him on The Champs, another podcast I listened to. And he is saying how Drew Carey went up to Dave Chappelle and was like, I hope your show doesn't get picked up, so mine does.
That's cut.
That's what he was like, hey, just being honest. You know, you're a talented dude, but...
That's cut. I'm not bad at it.
Yeah, hey. There is like a competitive time, man. Two artistic people trying to get a spot.
On a sad note, went to go play basketball today. Thirsty as hell. Freaking out of shape. We go to this gas station.
That's why we need her ballet class.
Hey.
Get you. Man, don't knock it. It's hard.
No, I'm...
It'll make you hurt.
That's why I'm... let me say something. I did Pilates twice.
Small, but...
No. I'm not trying to.
You said he's a Pilates
look. No, I did Pilates twice, and it was like some of the hardest stuff I've ever done, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's like you hold these positions, and it's like, it's just, when you're not used to doing that type of stuff.
You can call me sensei.
In your dojo, I bow. But, get us back in shape. But what was going on? Yeah. My bad. I didn't mean to cut you off like that.
Oh, you're good. This is better than Bobby Flay. we go stop this gas station, the Shell gas station on Bond Boulevard. I pull up. Me and Mike sitting in the car. I'm about to get out. And this dude walks up to the door. Hey, what's up, bro? What's going on? Hey, I got these chains right here. I'm like, yo, get the fuck away from my door. Like, what are you doing? He's just, oh, my bad. Like, why did he think it was a good idea? Why do you have, like, 15 gold chains in your hand at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Sunday?
Yeah, obviously, just stole them from somewhere.
Doug, he went to every single car.
And then with that type of attitude?
Like, yes. Yes. I'm just like, you almost got hurt. Like, for real.
Yeah, it's kind of, man. It's kind of weird how people can just go up to strangers like that.
Well, I was talking to Jack, and I was just like, hey, man. I was like, that shouldn't happen.
Yeah.
He was like, I mean, we are an e-celebrity. I was just like, people don't see it as e-celebrity no more. It's all Shady said.
Pretty much, there's no such thing
as e-celebrity
anymore. It is carrying over. Yeah, e-celebrity is about to be... They might have to change the name, man.
It's obsolete. Nobody goes to e-celebrity anymore. Yeah. It's just Shady said.
You should, I think you're in East Liberty a lot, right?
I mean, for tax purposes, we are technically part of East Liberty, but we call it Shadyside. Yeah, I mean, I know my clientele. I'm not going to say my studio. It's just the way that
it is. You said you were here 2 years, so did you see it before? You've seen it before it started changing?
The last couple of years since I've been here, it's already...
You said high rises down there?
Yeah, it looks completely... It's unrecognizable now.
Yeah. Bakery Square is a whole other phenomenon itself.
Yeah.
Used to be Nabisco. That was it.
Nabisco Factory. Yeah, what's that?
It's gone far.
Hotels over there now.
Mm-hmm.
Google. There's going to be... We got... I guess three major things here now. UPMC, Google, and Amazon's here now.
Yeah.
And they're just going to... That's going to be our whole city, man.
UPMC been here forever, though.
You know how much they own in this city?
They own Oakland.
Yeah, they own the whole Oakland.
Yes.
With
parts of downtown.
Yeah, Bloomfield. Some of the north side. Yeah, they own the... It's the most historic building downtown. The steel building. That's theirs now. So, it's like when you come to the city, you see UPM. They put their logo real big on it. So, it's like, it's no longer the steel building. It's just like UPMC now. So, it's just like, man, 10 years from now, this city's going to look like Seattle.
I like that.
We don't have your guys' history. Like, my old apartment, I didn't know why is there a random toilet in my basement. Like, I didn't know it's because, you know, the co-workers would come in and clean up downstairs before they came out. We don't have that kind of history back home.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
So they have, like...
Wait, basement toilets? What?
That's what the basement
tells us. A lot of these old houses and stuff, you go downstairs and there's like, you know, a tiny little toilet and like changing area, and then there's a door straight to the basement, and the guys would come in and change down there. So they didn't get everything all upstairs in their house. But I mean, like, that's not something you're going to find back where I'm from. So.
They got, like.
I didn't know that history
about that. They got, like, bidets in the basement or something.
No, we don't have anything. It's supposed to be guys, man.
It's guys working.
You use a bidet. Anybody can use a bidet.
So there's not a lot of mining up in Seattle or anything?
They got freshwater fish, pimp.
I'm sure, man, they do that.
Nah, dog,
they
dig everywhere. You can't do Madden to have fresh water or anything.
That's true. Yeah, fracking ruins everything.
My gosh. When I went to this fair a couple weeks back, and, you know, they have a lot of different stands out there for supporters, for anybody that's running for office, different type of community representatives. Well, they had somebody out there for fracking, and was basically just breaking down all the stuff that it was going to affect. I didn't realize it, but yeah, fracking is about to be a serious problem.
No, it already is. I can't remember the little spot outside of Pittsburgh that's dealing with some issues of fracking. Because our old mayor actually created a loophole that allowed them to some of the major fracking companies to come to this area in Pennsylvania.
There was one big, a lot of it was going on near Towanda, Pennsylvania.
That's where it is.
Something like that.
Yeah, and they're like, their water is...
I'm scared of our water.
You can't even, they can't even do anything with it. They're finding animals dying around the streams. They were able to light their water on fire. It was
that's scary.
Yeah. Actually, I went home sometime during college and I got a haircut, and the woman's like, "You've been traveling?" And I was like, "What do you mean? I've been at college." She's like, "Is your college on the East Coast?" I was like, "Yeah." She's like, "I can tell because of your hair. Like, my hair had changed." She was like, "You got like mineral deposits and a lot of like buildup and stuff."
What,
and like,
the heck?
Yeah, she was like, "I can usually tell who's coming in from us." Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was interesting.
Yeah.
That's
bad.
I gotta get out of here. Thanks, it's killing me. Straight literally.
You gotta straight bottle of water. Stay away from the water. Gotta shower with bottled water.
When I was in Texas, the water would smell. Like, it would come out.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it'd be so foul.
Yeah, they said it's real something bad in Texas. I wish the big Dish Texas or something like that. You see the city that changed their name? So everyone can get free cable in the little area.
No.
It's called Dish Texas.
Is that what those commercials be? When they be flying over to like the little communities?
It could be. I don't know. But yeah, city changed their name so they can get free cable. And then they have a huge problem. The mayor actually recently moved out of the city because the water was so horrible. So he doesn't even live. The mayor doesn't even live in the little. It's like a small. You know how like
Monroeville.
It's just kind of like a small little spot of Texas.
Yeah.
It's not like a full city. It's just like a. It's kind of like a Braddock. You know.
Oh no.
So it's just a small little county.
Anytime you tell somebody about a rough area, they're just like, "Well, you know, it's a historic area, and they're rebuilding it. It's coming back up." Mm.
Just like,
that's what they're saying about Braddock right now.
And Wilkinsburg. I know Wilkinsburg's supposed to merge with Pittsburgh finally. I don't understand why areas like that are not part of Pittsburgh. But,
I don't know. I kind of like us being our own separate thing.
Yeah.
Because we pay less taxes out here.
And what do they want to do? Oh, they want to do it because of the schools. They want to merge the schools.
Why? They already closed like 20 of the Pittsburgh public schools.
That's going to make it even worse.
I hate that.
Yeah.
That pisses me off. Just like, where's our money going? Why do you keep closing all these schools?
Yeah, man. That's what you really need to know. Where is the money going?
Like, I can go without another stadium. Without them putting more seats.
I know. That is crazy.
Like, come on now.
There's no benefit for the people, man. It's kind of messed up. I hate the stadium idea. Just because it's like, we should get some kickback on that, you know? I should get free tickets at least one a month.
You remember what was it? Remember Three Rivers?
Yeah.
And was it the Pirates? They would share that with the Steelers.
Right, right, right. Now they all got.
Everybody got their own thing.
Yeah. And we pay for it. The taxpayers pay for it.
Just, where did this extra money come from?
That's yeah, who knows? That's the one thing that's too hard to understand, how tax money gets.
It's not hard to understand. It's hard for them to actually put that shit on paper and show us.
Yeah. Who knows where it goes? Obviously, it doesn't go where it needs to. And I just wonder how it gets. How do they decide what percentage goes to education? What percentage goes to new buildings? What percentage go to roads? I wonder how do they decide. It seems like too much, almost. Do they have city council meetings about this type of stuff?
They actually do have a lot of city council meetings, but they do them more so in a shady way. Or just like, okay, we're having a meeting on Thursday at 11:15.
Right, yeah, everybody at work.
Yeah, they're just like, so, does anybody object?
Right, right, right. That's how you gotta do it. And then those, a lot of people in those positions can give themselves raises that are part of our government, which is one of the most ridiculous things ever. Just like a senator. Senators are allowed to give themselves raises. Did you know that? Yeah, it's crazy. Mm. they shouldn't be able to do that. That's almost... Why wouldn't you? I'll give myself a raise all the time.
I'm gonna give that a shot tomorrow.
It's my money and I want it now.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, I would like to, you know, throw this bill in there, see if I can get a couple extra thousand this year, you know? Get yourself a little bonus. Like, I worked hard.
Yeah. You know, you still following Bernie Sanders?
Bernie, I haven't read anything recently about him. But I heard in Iowa, Iowa's like a big swing state or something.
Yeah,
and he's like a hit of Hillary.
Yeah, and, he should just be a hit of her anyway.
Yeah, I'm sure she didn't imagine her race would be this tough. You know, I'm sure she thought she had like a.
It was because clear they path. Dropped. It's because they dropped that information about those emails.
That she's having a hard time.
That plays a major part.
That does play some part. That does.
And then they're about to release the information that was on the emails.
Oh, wow.
Now, I'm pretty sure you know that everything is always strategically played. So it's just like, oh, well, you know, you're about to, you know, do this. Well, let me throw a curveball in there right before you do it.
Yeah, but watch the emails are going to be positive emails or something like that.
I don't even know how they're able to release them. When this is all supposed to be classified information.
Right. And why is it taking so long to release them? I'm sure they're fixing them up, making sure she's not too liable for anything.
Anything will be blacked out.
Yeah, right, right. She's a true politician, so they'll make sure it's not enough to tarnish her whole reputation.
Whoever they put in office, it's not even going to matter.
Yeah, it never does.
It's not even going to matter. They're going to need 2 terms.
Yeah.
A mandatory 2 terms to get anything they want done.
Yeah. Do you pay attention to the race and all that?
Well, it's funny because you guys are, it was like take 2 of your podcast, what, last 2 weeks ago?
2 weeks.
Something like that,
Oh, yeah, we might have talked. Yeah, we talked. Yeah. Bernie Sanders pops up.
Occasionally, but we always cover different areas.
I just listening to the updates. I get kind of frustrated with it. Like, I'll pay attention to some degree, but sometimes it's just really frustrating.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I like Bernie Sanders because he's a big finance guy, and he plans to redirect the use rich people's money to fix our problems, which...
I think I'm pessimistic in a lot of ways with just so much of this that it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's just like, if you're... I think the number is like 80-90% of our nation is like in poverty or close to poverty.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, if you work 40 hours a week, no matter where you work, you shouldn't be struggling.
Yes.
That makes legit sense.
It does. It does.
You gotta... But the thing is, are these companies willing to kick up that extra cash and take it out of their pockets?
No, that's where his... That's why he won't get that far. Because he needs their support. If you don't have corporate support, it's impossible to become president.
It's impossible to do your job if you don't have the Congress backing you.
Yeah, so he's...
So even if he gets in the office, they're just like, all right, you up here, but we run this shit.
Yeah, because they're just going to... Deny every bill that comes up. They're not even going to read them. They're just going to be like, nope. It's
like, whatever. People are like, I've been working on this all night. They're like, stamp. You're going to stamp deny.
It won't even take long for them to make it.
See you next week, Byron.
Yeah, so he is the... Yeah, just like you said. Even if he gets there, it's just going to be impossible for him to do anything. So, yeah, we just got a... Man, we just got a messed up system.
Look, man. Seattle's so close to Canada. I get tired enough, I just step right over the board. Bye.
Yeah. That's what it's looking like, man. We need to...
Yeah, too much mischief going on here.
Yeah. I always just think, man, why can't we just take the good ideas from other places, right? Like other nations.
We tried that with the healthcare hack, we tried that.
That's all messed up still.
They're working on it.
Yeah, they're still working on it. Obviously, you're not going to be able to do that right away, so that's still in question.
What do you mean? You can enroll every year.
I'm just saying the way it's set up is still, like, kind of pricey. It's not completely free.
They have price plans.
Yeah, right. So everyone still can afford it.
There's price plans that's cheaper than what my job's offering.
Oh, okay.
So there is things out there. It's not all negative.
Yeah, now I'm not saying it's negative. I'm just saying it's not where Canada's is.
And they've had it forever.
That's what I'm saying. It's going to take some time.
Yeah, some more time.
Yeah.
And then a lot of people that have kids that they're really sick, they have to go, you know, get MRIs all the time and screening. All types of stuff that you don't have when, you know, your child's not 100% healthy.
Yeah.
That the healthcare plan helps them. Like, that, it helps them more than it helps us. Mm. And they're the ones that's going to have, like, these astronomically large bills from the hospital.
Yeah. Yeah, did you, I think we watched that, I think it was like 60 Minutes, and they showed the markup on all the medical equipment and supplies. You remember that, Docu?
Maybe. I remember watching one where they were, talking about generic brands,
yeah,
and the prices that they were, how they were fluctuating. So, say like you have, I don't know, name any brand, like pills or whatnot, and the mainstream brand, that like the Nike brand of it, you know. Say like they go out of business, your competitors. Let's give it an Adidas and Reebok. They're not as popping as Nike, but for the fact that now Nike's out of the picture, they can change their price point. Mm-hmm. So, say like you was getting the pills for, you know, $20 a script. And that was, you know, that was the discount one, which you get in an Adidas or Reebok. And the Nike ones was, you know, like $30.
Right.
So just a pinch more. Now, because Nike's out of the picture, they charge $120
for it. Just something ridiculous.
Yeah. And people that need these medications that are on a fixed income,
yeah,
they're just like, I can't afford that.
Yeah.
I can't get these pills. And they're just like, well, the only reason why we had a lower price point is because we had competition. Mm-hmm. We'd charge more if we didn't have competition. Now there's no competition.
Yeah.
So we can do what we want. So you got like a 400% markup.
Yeah, that's how like everything is dealing with medical care. Just like in the hospitals, I think they showed how much a CAT scan procedure should cost. I think it was around like maybe like $600, and then and they charge $3,500 for like.
I was gonna say, even if you go down to, if they ask you at the end of your visit if you want like a packet of Tylenol, it's like two pills in there. There, it's still like that's on your bill.
Yeah, and there's
but it's for
aren't they give you
a lot?
I remember what was the show? What's the dude that did Super Size Me? He used to do this show where he would like he tried to live on a minimum wage job, and he had a show where he would do something each week for like 30 days. And one of the weeks he, one of the shows he did, living on minimum wage, and he got cut at his job, so he tried to go to the hospital, and for like a bandage they charged him like $30, like
just for gauze. What?
Yeah. So he got the bill. He got the bill in the mail. Yeah, they charged
him. Like, my check.
They charged him for Tylenol. It was crazy. He's like, this is ridiculous. So like $30 for like just a bandage around his arm. But yeah, it's crazy what they can do, man. It is a complete monopoly, though. You know, they don't. It's not like
if minimum wage was livable. Mm-hmm. When I say livable, I mean $15, $16, $20. Livable.
Yeah.
We're at what, $7.25 right now?
Yeah.
You can't, there's no possible way.
Nah. It's crazy.
Now you can work with less, but you're just making it paycheck by paycheck. We want to build a stronger economy, but we're not, you know, promoting the point of, hey, let's have a savings plan. You know, let's work towards, you know, being able to invest. You can't invest if you don't got it.
Yeah, especially housing costs is going up.
When they put out the taxes like a couple years ago,
yeah,
the evaluations for houses, it was like astronomically big. Everybody had to go downtown and fight.
Yeah, it's crazy. Everything's going up. Everything's going up, and except the wages. Wages are staying.
Uh huh.
They might go up like $1.20 every other year or something like that.
But not even.
Yeah, it's probably like every 5 years. When's the last time the
jobs was definitely about them 10 cent raises, 20 cent raises.
Yeah, I'm just talking about the last time minimum wage increased. That was like it took about 6 or 7 years for that to happen.
Oh, absolutely. That was
it was like 5.15.
I wanna say
so like nothing's
2008, something like that. Yeah, it was 5.15.
The speed of expenses is definitely exceeding the speed of wages, you know.
So. And we'll never catch up.
Nah, but that's, man, it's the system set up. They don't want you to catch up. That's how you stay in debt. That's how you continue to owe money. That's how they want it to be. That's how it works.
So, I read something the other day. It was like, if you live like in a projects, you know, your housing expenses, just for you paying rent and whatnot, it's like cheap. It's real cheap. Hmm. So why aren't you, you know, saving up? Why aren't you, you know, taking advantage of that?
Right.
It really like gave me a strong eyebrow raise. Like, maybe if they did stop spending money on Jordans. Like, I grew up in the projects.
Yeah.
But my mom found a way out.
Right, right. But if you look at it that way, though, there's something about how no matter how much money you make, you always spend a little more than what you make. It's just how we are as human beings.
Nice.
Not to live below your means takes an extra bit of psychological effort. We're so used to living just above what we're used to making.
That's a credit mindset, though. If you believe, if you're spending stuff you don't have, that's built off of just the initial idea of having credit.
Yeah. But yeah, we're so used to that way of thinking. If you think about people who start a business, you're thinking eventually I'll be able to pay this back.
That's how they program us to think.
Yeah, that's how human beings think.
That's not how I thought though. Like at all.
I mean,
I use cash until my dad's 22.
Everything's set up in that way though. If you think about schools, if you think about how you go about starting a business, everything's set up in that idea of I'll pay this back.
Idea. But you don't have to take that route. If you put your own money up, or if you do the... Alright, so you're talking about going to school. If you go out and you get a scholarship or a grant that covers it, then you don't have to pay it back.
Right, but if... I'm just thinking, if you look at the large percentage of people who don't have scholarships...
Oh, yeah.
The majority of people aren't going to school on scholarships.
Oh, you're absolutely right.
So it's yeah, we're all set up to believe I will accumulate this debt now, I'll pay it back later.
Nah, but look, I knew at a young age that don't make sense.
It doesn't.
It don't make sense at all.
But I
so what was your mindset? You even saying that's not what you thought. What did you think?
I thought the only way that I can push forward is to work and stack cash. If I use cash to buy what I actually need to do something that'll actually generate cash flow, then there will be no need for credit. Credit is when you don't have something. Credit is I'll pay you back. I wasn't an I'll pay you back person. It was like, if I don't got it, I can't spend it. So that's basically how my mom raised me. There was no, oh, can I borrow this? Or no, you work. I work. What we have is what we have. That credit mindset, that'll put you in the hole.
Yeah. That's another thing about the schools, though. They don't prepare you to get away from that view of falling into the system. I owe some money.
Even if you went to school and you owe like 20 grand, thinking yourself not having a car or a house or, you know, any other thing that may require you to spend, you know, cash for bills, 20 grand, then they have, what's the interest rate on that? Like, just for going to school? Like,
I don't know that. Some schools don't, it depends on the loan, actually. Mm-hmm. Some loans, they won't charge you 10 years until you're out of school or something like that. It depends on the... I'm trying to think about mine. I know mine is frozen until, like, 2024 or something like that.
Hmm.
So, but I was being charged 2% interest for... But then it just stopped for some reason. So for a year, I was being charged. And then it froze. So I got to like 2024, and then it kicks back in. I just got to get it paid off before then. So.
Well, let's bring it down this way. Well, when I was married, my wife had the idea of, oh, well, you know, look, they got this house for like, you know, 250 grand. I'm just like, it's a nice house. We don't have 250 grand. Oh, well, you know, we can just build our credit and, you know, pay it back. And I'm just... Like, do you not understand? Like, you've never held 250 grand. You've never seen 250 grand. Let's break it down smaller. Have you ever seen $5,000? Now, if you owe me $5,000... how long will it take for you to pay me back? If it was just straight $5,000. And that's provided that you don't have any car problems. Provided that you don't have any health problems. Provided that you don't lose your job. Provided that anything else in this world just does not erupt and happen. How do you plan on paying that back? How long should it take? Now, when you add interest into it, late fees... You dig yourself in so much of a hole, especially if you didn't set yourself up for success and say, okay, well, I'm going, you know, get some bonds. I'm going to get some stock. I'm going to start a business that creates revenue.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't set yourself up in any way, shape, or form of doing that, you're solely dependent on your employer to give you X amount of dollars so you can catch up or money you owe somebody else. What do they say? Rob Peter to pay Paul? Hmm. You're living like that forever.
Right.
Now, if you only make $30,000 a year, how much of that money is expendable?
But what about in the business sense? What do you think about credit in the business sense? Because you read Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Yeah. And you know that's my book. I definitely, when it comes down to it, depending on the business plan, if you can put your money up, awesome. That's the better way.
No, what I'm saying is how he talks about using the credit to your advantage, because say you buy something on your own, you have to cover all the damages of something, you gotta cover anything that goes wrong, any improvements when you make, it's all on you. But if you go in and on credit, the bank actually has some investment on you in that business.
But they're not doing that for free. You still got to pay it back.
No. If they're looking to get their money, but help you improve your business.
It's still a loan. They're not giving you no money for free.
But the thing is, you're pretty much a partner with that bank. So they have to cover some stuff, as you have to cover some stuff.
I might have to reread that. But as far as my knowledge goes financially, you're not taking any money out of the bank without them getting no kickback from it.
Yeah, but you agree on that, on what they're getting up front. But when it comes to the problems you have, they're willing to work with you on those problems. Because it's like, it's an investment on both parts.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, you gotta read his stuff, man.
Read the book 5 times. I don't remember that part.
Yeah, when he talks about good credit and bad credit?
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is how he talked about using good, how you use it in a positive sense.
I'm gonna have to read it again. I'm not gonna disagree. I'm
gonna have to read it again. But what do you think about using it in that sense of having kind of a balance so the risk doesn't fall completely on you, solely on you?
I'm gonna have to read it again. Because
I mean, based off of that,
if you have a partnership with somebody, yeah, you both share the risk. But if somebody's putting their money up and you're going to have to pay them back, you got to think about what you actually got on the line. Mm-hmm. If they're going to take the hit, why are they taking the hit if they're putting their money up? Especially if it doesn't show that your business is making a profit. Because most businesses starting off, I can't even get it out. Most businesses starting off, if you're going to start fresh, don't show a profit for like 5 years.
Right. And I think the percentage of business that and fail.
Most small like businesses fail.
Something like that.
Yeah. It's a high percentage.
You're right.
I think it's higher than divorce.
How do you feel about any of this?
I mean, it's just interesting because I run a small business. I don't do like the, you know, I'm not the owner. I just run it.
Yeah.
So I see I don't know, now that I see, like when we sit down for a budget meeting or something, I feel like personally I would rather have it fall on me than feel like I'm going to owe someone down the road.
Right.
That I owe you feeling is terrible. Yeah. We're at $113.
Yeah. What do you want to do? You can go a little longer?
Yeah, we can rock out a little bit longer. What else you got on there?
I just got some music to talk about. A couple new albums that came out.
Yeah.
Mac Miller's, what's it called? Good AM or something like that.
Yeah.
Took a listen to that. It's pretty good. Mac Miller's been making good music recently.
Hey, he always makes good music. I like him.
Yeah. When he first came out, I wasn't the biggest fan.
You didn't like the Donald Trump song?
That was okay. I knew a kid that made a better Donald Trump song called Raz Fresca.
I know Raz Fresca.
Yeah, his Donald Trump was way better than Mac Miller's.
I wasn't trying to compare.
No, okay. I'm just saying.
It was a hard time for white rappers at that time.
Yeah, he definitely made a huge leap from where he was lyrically and the type of style of music he chooses now. So, yeah, he had Chief Keef on the album. Lil B, your favorite Ooh. Rapper, Mac Miller.
He had them on the album?
Yeah, Lil B, Chief Keef, Absol. Who else was on there? I think there was like one other person. But it was a good... I think it's just an EP, though. It wasn't a full album.
It wasn't a full album? Mm-hmm. I know he's dropping a song like every week.
Oh, that's what he plans to do? That's pretty cool.
Like, that's what he was doing. T.I. dropped the EP. It was pretty sweet. I liked it.
I gotta take a listen to that. J-Ross was called 90059. Don't know what that means.
I'm gonna have to get you some tape.
It's alright, I got a lot of
Oh, man. Yeah. My cat life.
Yeah.
I mean, I gotta wear leggings for work every day. I'm used to it.
It's got a bunch of them. But yeah, J-Rock's album was real good. He didn't have... I wish he would have had Absol on it. Kendrick Lamar was on it. Everybody in that TDE was on there, except Absol didn't have it.
Was on track. So Kendrick Lamar's
SZA.
Who's that?
Female R&B singer.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. She was on Wale's album. She was on... She had songs with Drake. She had songs with everybody, pretty much.
You hear my song?
Which song?
I like to make myself believe.
This is your track?
Hey, yo. It's my shit.
I thought it was that Cha-Cha song. What's the...
I got Cha-Cha on there. This is the old MP3 player, dog. I haven't had it powered on in like maybe a couple from years. Seattle.
Who's this? What's his name?
Owl City.
Owl City.
You think he's from Seattle?
I think so.
I do get a Seattle vibe from it. That's probably why I like it.
Sounds like some happy stuff.
Hey, they're happy. Seattle makes me happy.
They're happy people over there. But yeah.
Actually, we're polite, but there's like a polite coolness.
Okay.
We'll keep you at a distance.
Probably bipolar over there because of the weather.
No, it's the same annual rainfalls in Pennsylvania. No one gave me a warning when I moved, though. They're like, oh, Seattle rain. I get here, I'm like, what? There's no difference.
It's
like torrential downpour here, you know, like the streets are flooding and no one tells me that it rains here.
But I heard it rains pretty much every
it's
weekend.
Like, so like that. Where it, I would say like ours is over a longer period. It'll like drizzle for a longer period of time. You guys like drown for 5 minutes and then yeah, it stops.
It does come down pretty hard for
Fetty Wap dropped a single this week. Okay. It's RGF Allen. I haven't heard it yet. So I can't give you no feedback on that. Lana Del Rey, dropped the 14.
You didn't listen to
your girl.
Huh?
Did you listen to it?
Hell yeah! From the back! Front! Look, man, she dropped the album, was it last year? Yeah, it was last year around this time. I felt like somebody, like, kept something from me, because I didn't know it was out. Like, I was so upset.
Slacking, man. You're not a real fan.
Look, man. I copped that and a Young Jeezy album at the same time.
Not a real fan, man. You gotta be up on that stuff.
What do you mean?
You would've known.
You right.
I gotta take a listen to that. What's her album called?
Honeymoon.
And what was her name before Lana Del Rey?
Lizzie Grant.
See, you didn't even know about that, man.
Man, of course y'all showed me in my face.
You don't even know Lizzie Grant. She probably got some amazing music you haven't even heard yet, you know?
Look, man, there's much to discover in life. Young Dro dropped the album as well.
That's not going to be any good.
It's called the Reality Show.
He always has one good song, and then he disappears for about 3-4 years.
That's what he does, man. That's how talent happens.
One punch at a time. Heard Chief Keef's album was good.
That Bang 3? There's a Bang 3 Part 2 on here, though.
It's probably... I don't know. I can't listen to that kid.
Yeah, it's a lot to take in. That's the Owl City album, if you're wondering.
Oh, you got the whole thing playing?
Hell yeah.
Is this some new stuff? Or?
Nah, look, man. I haven't done anything to this album.
Wait. I'm just... My bad.
Lady Gaga dropped a song.
That's been a while since she's done anything.
Look, man, when you when you crush the chart single-handedly, you can take a chip.
Yeah, it's just like Adele. Remember Adele?
Yo, man, she's a freaking beast.
And she hasn't made anything. Last thing I remember from her was the 007 song.
Her, Lady Gaga, Sam Smith.
Sam Smith.
Came in, shitted on the game, took a break.
But Sam Smith is still pretty...
He got surgery, vocal surgery.
Oh, man.
That's why he took a break.
What's that going to do to his career?
I don't know. I think he's supposed to be able to come back, but I'm pretty sure.
Damn. Like, the way you said it was like he playing sports or something like that.
That's his money maker.
Like, he's just like, is he going to be able to play again?
Pretty much,
is he out for the season?
Yeah, how long is he out?
Should I pick him this week in my fantasy?
my glee
fantasy.
We just
lost Jung-ho, but you probably don't care because you don't like baseball. Tore MCL, he just had surgery, he's out.
Oh, yeah, the Asian guy, right?
Yeah.
I did see that. Yeah, I'm not a... Oh, you're a Pirates fan, though?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's good. At least you get one team. We just
got I got two of them, just not Steelers.
We'll change that.
No, you won't.
No, she's not the first one to check. She's loyal.
12 years old, sold.
Okay.
Ricky came in a little bit before.
She probably got more Sean Lynch bed sheets.
I do like Marshawn Lynch. He's one of their quarterback's good. Russell Wilson.
Don't say nothing bad about him.
What's the corner?
No, I'll talk about my team.
Richard Sherman.
My bad. Not like I knew anything. But
he's I like him.
He's a real loud mouth. I feel like everyone knows
him. He's the best, though. He's the best for the NFL just because he speaks out on stuff no one else speaks out on. He's a real advocate about college sports, speaking out about how brutal college sports are.
Yeah.
How, like, you got to practice pretty much every day and still be able to maintain...
good grades.
Good grades and go to school like a regular human being, even though you're pretty much have a job, a full-time job. And so he speaks out about that a lot. Somebody attacked him on ESPN, and he like...
Everybody attacks him on ESPN. He does put his foot in his mouth a little bit.
That one... who's the guy that does the show with Stephen A. Smith?
Is that when he went back and apologized? He like called him a...
He's saying Revis was better than him?
Yeah.
He's comparing him to Revis.
And then...
And Sherman went on there saying like... I'm smarter than you.
Yeah.
I've done more than you'll ever do in your life. Like, dang. Sure, that dude.
Yeah, he definitely...
He doesn't take anything from anybody, so I like that attitude.
Yeah, he's
funny. They got some good players, and their coach is real animated, Pete Carroll.
He's a college coach, still.
Yeah, so he's a lot of energy. So not afraid to break the rules every once in a while.
like your boy for the Patriots.
Yeah, man, you gotta be able to.
Ain't afraid to break the rules.
You gotta be able to bend the rules. They say everyone breaks the rules. Just who gets caught?
Look, man, Patriots never get caught. They get accused.
No, they get caught.
They get accused.
The reading the signals.
Not proven guilty.
They were proven guilty.
They were for Spygate, yeah.
Yeah, so... But they said everyone did that, except when they changed the rules, the Patriots were still doing it, like, a year later, and they got caught. So, but everyone did it. Everyone did it. They just continued to do it a little too late, so...
How about, as online, you know, you get different things that pop up in your feed, and they're like, hey, you know, such and such is going on here. Or there was one that was just like, Patriots get fined $100,000 for cheating during a season opener. And it was just like, really? Clicked on it, and it came up like, oh, gotcha. Bam, bam. They never get caught. I was like, damn. You didn't get me.
I pulled you right in.
I was sure. I was like, uh-oh. Score one for the home team.
Yeah, that was a crazy thing, though. Tom Brady fighting that case.
And you see them drawings they did for Tom Brady?
No.
When the court... Oh, my gosh. They're freaking awful. They look nothing like him. Nothing like him.
Because they wouldn't let cameras into the case. So they had to draw them out. Old school.
Hold on. I'm going to show you. It's freaking awful. And they would take the picture, take his photo, and just keep putting it on stuff. Like different memes.
What's this? Got some DJ Khaled?
Yeah. It was a Victory album. You about ready?
Yeah, we can wrap it up.
Cool beans. We tried to bring Smoke in today, but...
Yeah, we'll make sure he gets on next week.
I think he was busy.
Yeah. So, 2 weeks. Yeah, he'll be on next week, though. Make sure we tell him ahead of time. We kind of freeball this sometimes.
Hold on, man. I text Darnell and...
Did you text Jeff?
I text you.
Well, she said it's my job.
It's your job, man. I'll put that on you.
Nah. I know. We'll get him on next week. Thanks again for listening, though. We appreciate it. Appreciate our guest.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
Telling us a little about some volcanoes in Seattle and stuff. Did you pull up that video?
No.
I do want to see the volcano.
I don't think your podcast would think the video was.
And I don't know. Y'all need to check it out and let us know if all the volcanoes are mountains.
There's some underwater. So.
Well, there might be underwater mountains. Allegedly. Allegedly.
Underwater, is it still considered a mountain? Or is it just...
So we got to look up.
Yes. A lot of stuff we don't know, man. This is...
You know what? Ask some more serious questions this year. Like, far as technology-wise, do you feel like they're going to come out with something like how they got like transitional lenses? Are they going to do like transitional LASIK surgery? Where they can like pass something on your eyes and you walk out in the sunlight and you shave your eyes?
Kind of like Terminator here.
Yeah, that sounds like that could be possible.
Ashes go
black on the sun.
That'd be kind of creepy.
That would be real.
But I'm optimistic.
But yeah, man, technology is going to bring a lot of stuff in the future. So we just got to wait and see.
We got Caitlyn Jenner.
There's been many Caitlyn Jenners before her, so. Nothing that new.
That's so, something technology brought to us.
No, that's what reality TV brought to us. Because there's been transsexual people. That's people have been making those transitions since like the 80s. That's been going on for a long time.
Yeah, just switch up the equipment like this.
She just made it a public thing. What's the chick? You watch Orange is the New Black?
I don't.
You never watch Orange? You ever watch that shit?
I watched like. The first episode, and I was just like, this doesn't feel like Joe to me.
There's a transsexual person in that.
Yeah.
And she did it way before Caitlyn Jenner did it.
Oh yeah, I know there's bunches of them out there.
Yeah, but she was like the first actor, first big actor that was a transsexual.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. All right, we're getting out of here.
Did you date a transsexual?
No. What if you were dating somebody and they told you later they were transsexual? How would you feel about that?
I feel like I would find out a little bit more sooner.
How?
Because if we're, we're intimate and I feel something move, game over.
And what if they got that removed?
That would definitely change. I don't
there
like being tricked.
Some like trust issues going on if you find that out later.
Yeah, that's true. That would be messed up.
Like,
that's kind of
trickery. That's trickery.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
tomfoolery.
That'll be wrong. That should almost, you should be able to take that person to court. Like,
oh, definitely.
I fell for this person. That's not who I thought it was, you know.
But would you date a transgender?
Would I? Nah, I wouldn't.
No?
Nah.
Not a little bit.
It's just, I would overthink it too much, you know. Even if it was like a pretty person, it'd just be in my head. It'd just be in my head that like this was once a man. I couldn't lose that thought.
But I'm not anymore.
Yeah, I just couldn't lose that. It'd just be always there. I imagine I'd be looking at this person, seeing them with like facial hair and
just like not a visual I want.
Yeah, I couldn't lose the thought. Honestly.
Like I could have a goatee.
So yeah, I couldn't do it. What about you? Did you?
No. Ever? No.
Just like a man that used to be a woman.
No, I'm good. No, thank you.
Yeah, it's just too hard to rewire your mind to be like, this is a new person. You know? I don't know. All right.
They just never tell you. That's but you hear it like on hearsay.
You will have to bring that up right away. I don't think.
But what if they deny it?
Oh, that'll be tough.
So you just like still stay with them, huh?
If I was no, I would.
This is what, like weird and hypothetical situation.
Yeah, that's a tough. That is a tough one though, because
they deny it. Some, hey, yo, that's Paul. You'd be like Paul.
I mean, it's just hard to deny. All you got to do is ask for pictures when they were younger. That would solve your questions, right?
Family had a fair.
It's the internet now. Everything's online. There's no excuse for photos. What's your Facebook?
Oh, what's your Facebook account?
Go back to MySpace.
Give me your Instagram right now.
Everything. Well, yeah, that'll be a tough situation. That'll be messed up. But I'm sure it happens to people, though.
Would you want to fight at that moment?
No, I wouldn't. I just have to.
You wouldn't hit a girl?
I would, but it's not. It's not fully a woman now. No, I would just have to leave. I would just have to try to my best to forget what happened. Even if it was like a year relationship, I would just have to just leave.
What if she is like that Tiger situation where he was sending dick pics to a tranny? She tried to expose him.
Well, how would that play a part?
Oh, does she just run around telling everybody, like, oh, Darnell doesn't want me, oh, because I'm transgender?
It's all good. Just got to leave. It's not the city. Seattle sounds nice.
That's a Canada. Perfect way to end up crying.
All right, people.
Oh, and we're out. Don't know much, but we know we're going to make it. Go, 'cause if we don't leave now, then we're never gonna make it home. I'm living front row, y'all can take the mezzanine. Backseat chilling, treating life like it's a magazine. 17 and making money, with no doubt I had a crush on Gwen Stefani. You're no doubt, like I woke up inside a new Bugatti. Let's roll out, nobody told me this was just a hobby. You know now, but if you didn't then you probably would've got it. I remember breaking even, now we at it, making profit. I ain't trying to take the throne, but baby give me options like I'm Geno Smith. I tell them do it on your own, me and Keena did. And now we trying to take the road less traveled, 'cause sometimes the best shit secret, so take it always, we don't need it, I'm doing it my way, so don't repeat it, and if you say it's just a dream, I don't feel it, you wanna take me down a notch, but this is more appealing, like, I got the type of life that no one trying to mess with, you got the Michaela Maroney bitches ain't impressed with, you. I wanna go. Make it.
star. I ain't a ball player, but if you ask me what I do it all, player. I got these girls going wild like I'm John Mayer, and I don't need a damn guitar. Watch me, I'm going far, living out all my dreams. I used to live in my car, now it's a limousine. I put it in the garage, right next to my degrees. $100 for a hat, trying to keep it supreme. I bet you trying to fit in with your best friends. Well, your best friends made some bad investments. I wish I could, but I don't believe you for a second. You say you living good, well, call me when the Mets win. The Mets winning independent, doing it independent. They told me I hit a wall, they wondering where I'm headed. Busy buying a barn, they busy trying to rent it. It happens when you sit around and wait, cause you forget it. And I've been playing poker with a blind man, throwing all my chips in. Working till I'm breaking every record like I'm Ripken. Bang!
I wanna go.